This is AM 1710 Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The AM 1710 Radio Magazine is brought to you by
United American Bank in Half Moon Bay. United American Bank, simply better banking.
And by Olifano Technologies. Olifano Technologies, for all your computer and IT needs. Visit them at olifanotechnologies.com.
And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub and Inn, and now RV Camping. Cameron's, your home away from home.
And by the Thrift Store. The Thrift Store at 515 Kelly Avenue. The Thrift Store, helping seniors on the coastside.
And by Kibbles and Gifts. Kibbles and Gifts, your one stop for pet supplies on the coastside.
And by Dr. Ray Shepherd Dentistry. Dr. Ray Shepherd, where they bring your smile to life. And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by United American Bank, your friendly community bank. United American Bank, offering simply better banking in Half Moon Bay, San Mateo, and Redwood City. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Alyssa Nielsen is the journalism teacher at Half Moon Bay High School. She is good at what she does, helping students to publish a print newspaper called Paul Prince. But does she rise to the level of an all-star teacher? Alyssa is in the running with three other Bay Area teachers for that honor. The winner will receive $20,000 for his or her school, courtesy of Comcast Sportsnet and Provident Credit Union. Michelle Dragony recently interviewed Alyssa Nielsen for our Feature Story of the Week.
And we have Alyssa Nielsen from the Half Moon Bay High School. She's teaching English and journalism up there. Her current claim to fame is that she's been nominated for the Comcast Sportsnet All-Star Teacher Award. And Alyssa, how'd you get nominated for that?
Hi, Michelle. My principal, actually, Allison Silvestri, as most of the community knows, she got the chance to nominate a teacher, and she chose me, and I actually didn't find out till after that I had been nominated and chosen as one of the five finalists for the award, so it was pretty exciting and surprising.
Big surprise.
Yeah.
And why do you think she chose you?
Allison's been in my classroom a lot, and she kind of knows my teaching style, and according to her nomination form, she really likes my rapport with students, which I agree. That is my favorite part of teaching.
And I have to say, I've been in your classroom because you let me do Cougar Radio in your classroom, and you have a great rapport with the
Thank
kids.
Thank you.
It's pretty neat.
Thank you.
How much money is on the line here for the contest?
$20,000 on the line. We got to get everyone at the school, everyone in Half Moon Bay, in the community to vote. It's kind of strange telling everyone to vote for me, but it's for the good of the school. $20,000, so.
Right, and if you were to win the $20,000, do you get to decide where the money goes?
I don't think I personally get much of a say in where the money goes, so the check will be made out to Half Moon Bay High School. I'm not exactly sure how that money will get spent. I do believe it will go to School Site Council, which is kind of a conglomeration of teachers and whoever's on the council, and they'll decide kind of how that will go.
And if you were given a portion for your, you know, classes, what would you use the money on?
Oh, man, so many good things. Journalism, I mean, we would love to have better technology. Just cameras. The kids use iPhones, which work fine enough, but I think we are lacking kind of a strong photography aspect. So I would love to get some equipment like that. They would like some new books. I had a student recently that her mom's name was in the book title that she was getting. It had been written down when her mom was a student there. Which was very funny, but also kind of like, wow, that was a really old book that we're still passing
out. The binding's still holding up.
Yeah, somehow with some tape. So just things like that. I know students would probably come up with a bunch of fun ideas.
What kind of technology would the students prefer? Do they want the video cameras too? And what's their position on tablets versus iPads?
Yeah, well, stuff like that, like the video cameras and stuff, I know they would love.
Oh, nice.
For next year, every English and math teacher will have Chromebooks.
Oh, that's huge.
Right. So technology-wise, that way, we're pretty good right now.
That's a really big
step.
So,
yeah.
I got attention from you when I saw the paw prints in the paper, and I called you up and I said, hey, do you want to do a radio show as well? So how did the paw prints getting in the review, how'd that happen? That's a great coup.
The review has just been really supportive since we started the class last year. Clay Lambert, actually the editor of the review, to come speak to my students. And he was great. He did a guest talk and he brought it up. He just said, we would love to support you guys in any way we can. And we kind of talked about it for a couple months, actually almost like half a year, till we started printing with them this past January. And
that's
they've just been so great. They've committed to printing it for us. It's full color. It goes out to the whole community. And the students, I mean, their work ethic and their commitment to it has just multiplied since they know everyone's seeing it in their whole town.
And there's some sponsors that sponsor the printing of the paw prints. Who are they?
In each one, there's four ad spaces. Mm-hmm. I believe Sam's has one. I'm forgetting
right
now.
I think the brewery.
The brewery has been really supportive.
Miramar Farms. Well, I think it takes support from people in the community to make these kinds of things fly. You
know, absolutely. And I attribute all the success of the Paw Print and the journalism program in these past 2 years to the community members that have approached me and asked if there's any way they can help or donate. It's been amazing.
Do you get feedback from the parents themselves? Have you had any parents come up to you and talk to you a little bit about?
Couple, definitely. I've just had parents email occasionally and just say, I think you're doing a great job.
Right. And you're also on the web, too. So you have a Paw Prints version on a website, right?
Yeah,
so you can go to the main website at the high school, click on Paw Prints, and then you can see it on your computer.
Absolutely, yeah. All the articles in the print edition are also on the website.
What made you get into teaching?
I graduated college with an English degree. I've always loved working with young people. It was just a perfect fit.
So what kind of goals do you have for teaching in the next 5 to 10 years?
I really want to keep at it. I love what I'm doing. I want to keep expanding the journalism program. I think it could be huge. It's already grown so much in 2 years. Next year, we have another great group of kids coming in. We already have this established paper and website and Cougar Radio. I think it can only grow. Love teaching. I hope to still be in the classroom in 5 to 10 years.
That's great. So we need to vote for you then, don't we?
We do.
And how do we vote for you?
So you need to go to csnbayarea.com/allstarteacher, and that's the website. Basically, you can scroll down. You can watch a video of me teaching and the other contestants as well. I have a bio on there, and then there's a spot for you to vote.
You can vote every day. You just can't vote twice in one day.
Correct.
So just log on to csnbayarea.com, All-Star Teacher. You can also Google the Comcast SportsNet All-Star Teacher Award, or you can go to the Half Moon Bay High School website. There's a link right there that will take you to Comcast SportsNet All-Star Teacher Award. And hopefully, Half Moon Bay High School will win $20,000.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks, Alyssa. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
Alyssa Nielsen, our feature story of the week. And our thanks to KHMB correspondent Michelle Dragony for filing the story. For the feature story of the week and the AM 1710 radio magazine, this is Jim Henderson. Thank you for listening. Up next, Community Bulletin Board, another service of your hometown station, AM 1710 KHMB Radio.
You've been listening to the KHMB feature story of the week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
The KHMB feature story of the week has been brought to you by United American Bank, your friendly community bank. United American Bank, offering simply better banking in Half Moon Bay, San Mateo, and Redwood City. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
What's important for our business is to be able to develop and maintain relationships that we know will carry us through the next generation. I know that United American Bank has the culture of developing relationships not only with their clients, but also with various nonprofits in the community. They've been great at making relationships work throughout the community.
Trust United American Bank for simply better community banking.
When you run a family-owned business, there's a sort of responsibility that you feel to the generations that come before you and that establish the principles of your business that have carried you through to today. There is pride in being part of a family business. It creates a sort of demand that you perform at a level higher than you might have otherwise. And United American Bank understands that. You're proud to be associated with them.
For simply better community banking, visit Teresa Adam at United American Bank, North Cabrillo Highway next to Burger King in Half Moon Bay. United American Bank, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is KHMB Radio Magazine, an hour of informative and entertaining programs produced by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
Hi, I'm Kim Levin of Pasta Moon.
And I'm Betsy Del Fiero of It's Italia. We are so privileged to feed many of you over the years lots of pasta.
26 years for Pasta Moon.
And about 16 for It's Italia.
Together we have 100 employees and as well as family members working with us in our restaurants.
And frankly, we're worried that if the bridge replacement plan here in Half Moon Bay goes through, our businesses may suffer so much that we will be forced to lay people off.
Some of the people have been with me for a good 20 years, Betsy.
Yeah, and me too, probably close to the time we started. The Chamber of Commerce has estimated that Main Street businesses could lose $5 million. Please don't let that happen.
Vote yes on F.
For more information on Measure F, visit hmbbridge.com. Paid for by Friends of the Main Street Bridge.
KHMB presents Community Bulletin Board, the place to hear news and information concerning our nonprofit groups and organizations on the Coastside. Community Bulletin Board is brought to you as a public service by Elefano Technologies of Half Moon Bay. Elefano Technologies specializes in wireless installations, troubleshooting, broadband setup, and installations.
The Half Moon Bay Shakespeare Company will be holding auditions for A Midsummer Night's Dream on Saturday, June 21st. If you're interested, you are asked to prepare a 3-minute comic monologue from Shakespeare. Then send a headshot photo and resume to halfmoonbayshakes@gmail.com or mail it to HMB Shakespeare, P.O. Box 112, Half Moon Bay, California, 94019, to be considered for an audition. Auditions will include kids between the ages of 9 to 18. Outdoor performances of A Midsummer Night's Dream will be held August 29th through September 14th. Community Bulletin Board continues after this message from Alifano Technology.
You're invited to visit AlifanoTechnologies.com. It's their website where you will learn about the many services they offer the community as well as their business philosophy. At Alifano Technologies, they are committed to delivering innovation and offer a complete portfolio of expertise in the field of information technology, including a full range of products and services for software, hardware, and network support. From installations of high-speed DSL and cable to building custom workstations and servers, they are your single source for technology and support on the Coastside. While their services are designed to meet the needs of large organizations and small businesses, they gladly help home users with single computer problems. They are located at 225 Main Street, and you can reach them by phone 560-0000. How easy is that? 560-0000. Take a moment and learn more about them by visiting them online, alifanotechnologies.com.
Senior Coastsiders is at its new location, the Multi-Service Senior Center, at 925 Main Street in Half Moon Bay. It is open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. You are invited to join them for lunch. Senior Coastsiders serves hot lunches during the week at noon. Or come by for a program, a class, or just a visit. And good news! SamTrans Bus Route 294 will be stopping in front of Ocean View Plaza as well as at the Senior Center. You are invited to attend the Jobs for Youth 32nd Annual Fundraising Breakfast. This event will be held on Thursday, May 22nd from 7:30 to 9 a.m. at the Foster City Crown Plaza Hotel in Foster City. The cost is $45 per person, with all proceeds going directly to youth services. For reservations, phone 802-3371. If you know someone who is interested in job information, call the Jobs for Youth Center. If you know someone who is interested in job information, call the Jobs for Youth Center for the Coastside at 802-6534. 802-6534. For Community Bulletin Board, this is Stacy Trevenin.
Community Bulletin Board has been brought to you as a public service by Elefano Technologies of Half Moon Bay. Visit them online, elefano.com. To have your nonprofit announcement broadcast free on the radio, call 453-4000 or email us, bulletinboard@khmbradio.com.
Guess who? Jason here for Phil's Tire and Auto Care, 422 Parisma Street, downtown Half Moon Bay. Summer is here, and that means more family fun time. And now is the time to get your car ready for those summer driving adventures. What better way to do it than by replacing your worn-out tires with a new set of four select BF Goodrich brand passenger or light truck tires. And now, through June 15th, you'll get a $70 rebate card when you buy those tires. Terms and conditions apply. Remember, for service and auto care you can trust, it's always Phil's Tire and Auto Care. Questions? Call us at 726-5153 or visit us online, philstirepros.com. Drive safe. See you soon.
Phil's Tire Pros has you covered with the name brand tires you trust at the lowest prices guaranteed. Phil's Tire Pros. Installing peace of mind.
This is KHMB Radio Magazine, an hour of informative and entertaining programs produced by your friends and neighbors of the Coast Side.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
1973. Where were you in May of 1973? And what was going on in the greater Half Moon Bay area? Well, checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, boat builders cannot use their front yards for construction. New law has teeth. The ordinance, which appears to be upsetting many boat owners, says that if you have more than one boat in your front yard, you will be watched, and you have to get a permit. In the past, many crafts have been stored and built and repaired in front yards. Some people objected to this on the grounds it caused visual pollution. 500 vehicles failed to find parking space. More than 500 vehicles were turned away on Sunday at Pillar Point Harbor because of a lack of parking facilities. There were some complaints by boat owners who said that people with campers should be told to leave since the harbor was built for boat owners and not for camping. Loggers get okay to chop trees near Pescadero. The lumber company was granted a permit by the San Mateo County Planning Department to selectively harvest about 1.5 million board feet of redwood from second tree growth near the San Mateo County line. Now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. You may have heard me mention before that located right next door to my restaurant, my brother Kevin and I have opened up the Half Moon Bay RV Parking Campground. It is a big campground that offers 70-plus full hookup spots with water, power, sewer, and Wi-Fi, along with a tenting area for those without campers. We have been open for 2 months now, and let's just say the response has been overwhelming, and we are both very grateful. It started as an idea and a dream to take this 8 acres of land and have it transformed into an RV park. We knew it would take a lot of construction and earthwork to get it built, requiring tons of trenching for sewer lines, water lines, electrical, and drainage. My brother and I decided to hire locally and decided on the Andrini brothers to handle the digging chores. The Andrinis and their crew were on our job for 2 straight months, trenching, digging, and installing infrastructure to complete our campground. They did a magnificent job. I would watch with pleasure how Eddie Sr. would jump in his big excavator and work his magic on the dirt. I will cherish those memories. As by now, I'm sure you have heard, we lost Eddie Andrini Sr. last week as he was performing in an air show at Travis Air Force Base. We, like the rest of the Coast Side, are devastated to hear this tragic news. Our hearts go out to all the Andrini family. We will miss you, Eddie, and may you continue to fly high in the heavens above. 1973. Inflation has a significant impact on people's lives around the world. In the U.S., it's running at over 6%. This causes problems in every aspect of people's lives, from price of gas, food, and bills, which in turn causes higher wages, and the spiral continues. Much of the problem is caused by Arab members of OPEC restricting the flow of oil to countries supporting Israel. What is the cost of living in 1973? With an average income of $13,000, it will cost you $32,500 for a new house, or rent for $175 a month. A new car is $2,900, and gas to run it is 40 cents a gallon. Or, for 45 cents, buy a dozen eggs, or a TV dinner for 36 cents. In the famous Roe versus Wade case, the Supreme Court rules abortion is constitutionally a right. U.S. troops withdraw from Vietnam, and the Vietnam War ends. The World Trade Center in New York becomes the tallest building in the world. In popular culture, Elvis Presley's Aloha from Hawaii television special is seen around the world by more than 1 billion viewers. Popular films include Live and Let Die, Jesus Christ Superstar, and The Sting. On the music scene, this singer decided to go solo, breaking a successful duo. But he did okay with a record that went gold and was on the charts for 14 weeks. Here's Paul Simon and Loves Me Like a Rock.
When I was a little boy,
when I was just a boy,
the devil called my name,
when I was just a boy.
I say now, who do you think you're fooling?
When I was just a boy,
I'm a consecrated boy,
when I was just a boy,
singer in the Sunday choir. I was grown to be a man, and the devil would call my name.
Grown to be a man.
I say now, who do you think you're fooling?
Grown to be a man.
I'm a consummated man.
Grown to be a man.
Snatching in purity, my mama loves me. She loves me. She gets down.
From one Simon to another, this pop singer-songwriter started her career in 1971. By 1973, she had this number one gold record. Here's Carly Simon and You're So Vain.
Below one eye, your scarf it was apricot.
Until next week and another year, this is Cameron Palmer for the AM 1710 Time Machine. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
This is KHMB Radio Magazine, an hour of informative and entertaining programs produced by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
If I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals. Pet Patrol is brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the Coastside. Visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com. And now, your host for Pet Patrol, Krista Livingston.
We just added four new members to our family. Their names are Hazel, Alice, Beatrice, and Henny Penny. If you haven't guessed yet, they're chickens. And they're the cutest little girls ever. I've been wanting chickens forever. About 8 years ago, I made a pact with my husband. Find a new home for my 73 Volkswagen Thing, and I could get chickens. It wasn't the right time until now, and we're loving it. They aren't baby babies, but they're young and still growing. My husband spent two full weekends building a coop and run for them, bless his heart. They love their little house. They spend a lot of their time out of the run wandering around the yard. They have a blast just walking around looking for stuff to eat. I'll be getting a big temporary shelter for them to be in during the day. I'm really worried about something eating one of my girls. Just the other day, there were two hawks and a turkey vulture hovering over our property. I couldn't get the girls back into their run, so I stayed outside for over an hour guarding them. This may sound silly, but lots of chickens get killed by birds of prey. This happens everywhere, not just in the country. Pet Patrol continues in a minute, but first, a word about what's new at Kibbles and Gifts. After much research, I decided the best chicken food to feed my girls was scratch and peck organic, non-GMO, corn and soy-free feed. Then I thought, why should my girls be the only ones lucky enough to get this wonderful food? Kibbles and Gifts is thrilled to be carrying scratch and peck organic chicken food, organic treats for chickens, as well as feeders, waterers, and other fun chicken stuff. Come on into Kibbles and Gifts and let us help you spoil your girls. Kibbles and Gifts is located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Come in and visit. You can also visit us online at kibblesandgifts.com or give us a call at 726-3700. Now back to the show. Chickens are lots of fun, but the truth is they do poop a lot. The great news is that chicken poop is an amazing fertilizer. Start a small compost bin and add your chicken's poop along with their bedding and food scraps. It'll be worth its weight in gold. It's great being able to have fresh eggs from your chickens, but that's not all chickens are good for. There's nothing more peaceful than watching chickens hunt, scratch, and peck for food. They walk around scratching and making their cute little chicken sounds. Hanging out with chickens is very zen. I think everyone would be a little happier and a bit more mellow with chickens in their garden. Until next week, this is Krista Livingston with Kibbles and Gifts and Kibbles Pet Care.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of KHMB Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@khmbradio.com. Pet Patrol has been brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the Coastside. Phone them at 726-3700 or visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com.
This is KHMB Radio Magazine, an hour of informative and entertaining programs produced by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by the Dental Office of Dr. Ray Shepherd, located at 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
Hi, I'm Judy Przinski, licensed acupuncturist, here on Keeping Pace with Your Health. I've been asked to speak to you today about Chinese medicine as it relates to the care of children. Children respond really well to Chinese medicine. Most haven't had enough time to develop chronic, long-term imbalances. Just as in adults, this form of medicine can address all of the body, mind, and spirit. Some of the typical areas that show vulnerability in our young population are respiratory and digestive ailments. So let's look at respiratory distress, which is governed by the lungs from the viewpoint of Chinese medicine. It can show up as asthma or wheezing and low immunity, which is often seen as frequent colds with cough and sinus congestion. From a Chinese perspective, a cold is seen as an external invasion. It is not a deep internal ailment. So first, the acupuncturist might do some Tuina massage, a form of hands-on therapy that is very effective with children. A simple rolling of the skin from the base of the spine through the neck can clear all of the body's pathogens. This and other simple movements are easily taught to parents, so they can continue to do it periodically throughout the illness. Additionally, there are acupuncture points and herbs that are specific to ridding the body of these pathogens and boosting the child's immunity. There are some lovely herbal formulas now prepared with honey to make them easy to take. And frankly, just drinking a tea of raw honey and lemon would be far better than most of the over-the-counter cough medicines. The honey breaks up phlegm, is soothing and nourishing. The lemon is astringent, antimicrobial, and mucus resolving. One caution is to not give children under 18 months any honey as their digestive tracts are not yet developed enough. If the child has a wet cough, it might be suggested for them to eliminate dairy, since dairy is mucus producing. If they have a dry, scratchy cough, it might be recommended to eat pears, which are known to clear heat from the lungs and to moisten them. Lungs are also seen as manifesting in the skin. That means that when there are skin problems, one of the first places an acupuncturist might look is to the health of the lungs. They might be expressing fire in the lungs as a hot, itchy rash. Emotions are also keenly observed. Perhaps a child comes in with issues of grief, which is the emotion related to the lungs. It might be that the child has experienced a great loss, whether it be a physical death or perhaps divorce or loss of a friend due to a move. This emotional distress can be just as debilitating as any physical disorder and can even lead to physical manifestations developing. Chinese medicine can just as skillfully address the emotional challenges. And now we'll take a short break and hear a word from our sponsor, Dr. Ray Shepherd, Dentistry.
What is a dental implant?
A dental implant is a titanium cylinder that's placed in the bone and it replaces the root portion of the tooth. There are many benefits with implants. For example, once a tooth has been extracted or lost, bone around the space where the tooth is slowly recedes over the years. A person will lose an average of 1 millimeter of bone a year. If there's stimulus present, the bone doesn't resorb. If the implant is in place, there's enough stimulation of the bone that you don't lose the bone. So that provides a great benefit right there. And at this point in time, dental implant is the very best way to replace a missing tooth.
The dental office of Dr. Ray Shepherd, 890 Main Street, phone 726-3355. Dr. Ray Shepherd.
Where we bring your smile to life.
Hi, welcome back. I'm Judy Przinski, licensed acupuncturist, talking about Chinese medicine and specifically how it might help children. I will address the stomach and spleen, which is another very common area where children show distress. A child may come in with stomach pains and loose stools, for example. Most acupuncturists will ask you about your child's bowel movement, as it is an important diagnostic tool, telling a lot about the individual's state of health or imbalance. Some questions you can expect to hear are, what color is it? What form or lack of form does it have? How often do they have one? And is it very offensive in scent? Dietary changes can often be pivotal to your child's healing, with one of the first steps being to reduce the child's intake of sugar. Interestingly, each organ system in Chinese medicine has an assigned taste. Stomach spleen's taste is sweet, and any excess can cause severe imbalance.
One common distress from the stomach and spleen is the production of dampness. Depending on where this dampness accumulates, it can be nasal mucus, lung phlegm, sticky gooey poop, cysts or nodules under the skin, foggy brain that can't get clear, heavy limbs, low energy, or overly worried disposition. As dampness hangs around, it can create heat. This can show up as irritation or anxiety, acid reflux, urinary tract infections, or a host of other symptoms. What I'm trying to say in this brief talk is that all of our systems, both on the physical as well as emotional level, are connected. If one system goes out of balance and isn't rectified, it often leads to other imbalances. This is why by the time we are adults, it is that much more complicated to undo these balances. More complicated, but not impossible. When you think of going to an acupuncturist, remember that it may include different forms of treatment, including acupuncture, herbs, massage, nutritional counseling, even simple Qigong exercises, and breathing practices. Please refer to my earlier talk for more information on these various forms of treatment. It's been my pleasure to share a little information about how Chinese medicine might help treat your child here on Keeping Pace with Your Health. I'm Judy Przinsky, licensed acupuncturist with a Half Moon Bay office at 799 Main Street, Suite N, and one in Santa Cruz. I teach Qigong on Tuesday afternoons at the new Senior Center in downtown Half Moon Bay and on Thursday evenings in El Granada. Please feel free to visit my website, judyprzinsky.com.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by the Dental Office of Dr. Ray Shepherd, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
Time and time again, I never cease to be pleasantly surprised at the quality and bargain prices of the donations I find at the thrift store, 515 Kelly Avenue in Half Moon Bay. And on top of the already low prices, the thrift store even reduces many of their great finds by another 30% on the third Friday and Saturday of each month. I almost feel guilty when I see the final tab. I do know that my purchase goes towards helping the seniors of the coastside, so anytime I need a top, a belt, a kitchen item, or a nice piece of jewelry, I always drop by their cute cottage on Kelly Avenue before I go anywhere else. I feel good by doing good. I expect you will, too. Maybe we'll see each other soon, and I'll show you my bargains if you'll show me your great buys at the thrift store on Kelly Avenue. 515 is their address in Half Moon Bay.
This is KHMB Radio Magazine, an hour of informative and entertaining programs produced by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
On the Carousel! On the Carousel!
Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's. Good food and good times for the entire family.
Hello, everyone. This is Michael Kay with another encore edition of Coastside Carousel. This week, we're going to feature the work of singer-songwriter Gary Horsman. But first, let me remind you that Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Pub, Inn, and now RV Park. Cameron Palmer is a strong supporter of the Coastside music scene, featuring open mic nights as well as local bands at the pub. A taste of Old England, Cameron's Pub is, with its prominent red double-decker London buses out front. Located at the south end of town, you can't miss Cameron's. The atmosphere is fun, festive, and inviting. It's a family-friendly institution here in Half Moon Bay, so for a good time with good friends, go to Cameron's Pub and Inn, and now RV Park. I guarantee you won't regret it. And now, a little about Gary Horsman, our featured artist for today. Gary, born in San Francisco, makes his home here in Moss Beach. Singer, songwriter, poet, and composer, Gary performs exclusively original material, demonstrating a range from folk to blues to jazz. Gary came of musical age during the 60s in the midst of the San Francisco musical explosion. Tagging along with older brothers, he saw great acts of the day at the Fillmore and the Avalon. In addition, he continues to make the poetry scene in North Beach up in the city. Today we are going to sample three of Gary's original work. expressing his musical and poetic range. First up is a very nice blues number titled If I'm Lucky. Following that, we will have a very jazzy piece with Mitch Fadum on the keyboard entitled Fell in Love. And finally, wrapping up the set with a contemporary folk number, Love is a Rainbow. An avid local surfer as well, Gary donates $1 of each of his CD sales to the Surf Rider Foundation. If, in fact, you are interested in, after listening to this set, his music can be purchased at messaround.com. That is spelled M-E-S-S-A-R-O-U-N-D, messaround.com. So now, from the CD titled Shard of Truth, Gary Horseman.
Don't misunderstand what I'm saying, 'cause I ain't complaining. I got 10 more summers and 1,000 days of rain. Sun had set so far south, there's no movement in the house, and all of my friends living from hand to mouth. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying, 'cause I ain't complaining. I got 10 more summers and 1,000 days of rain. My children have all gone, that makes for this sad song. Looking out my window pane, thinking how it all went wrong. Understand what I'm saying, 'cause I ain't complaining. I got 10 more summers and 1,000 days of rain. Pushes a cop with all his things, memory the bigger king, and the garbage and the weeds are the only. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying, 'cause I ain't complaining. I got 10 more summers and 1,000 days of rain. No man should feel this alone, till his flesh it leaves a bone. And if anything changes, you'll be the first to know. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying, 'cause I ain't complaining. If I'm lucky, I got 10 more summers and 1,000 days of rain. Yeah, if I'm lucky, I got 10 more summers and 1,000 days of rain.
learning to love, and I thought it would suit me and be here the rest of my life. Boy, I was wrong, can't even begin to tell you, for the tears are rolling down my face. I guess I should go, and maybe tomorrow I will be in a whole different state. That's a price we pay. Resurrected from the dead, to find myself in a prison, God knows only how long. My heart is quiet, being alone in the forest. Can hear my heart drop from a mile away. Was a rainbow and it's hard to define. Somewhere in the falling rain, you know the sun does shine. Iridescent colors all in a line. Don't try to expose them, cause they're all in your mind. Sitting on the cliffs of a fallen moon, watching the sea spray at the end of our day. I live with the rainbow, and I do believe she's mine.
At the end of that long, long day, she rides home up from Kaimu Bay. Love is a rainbow and it's hard to define. Some in the falling rain, you know the sun does shine.
Well, that wraps up another edition of Coastside Carousel. And remember, you can always listen to past shows by going to khmbradio.com and clicking on Archived Broadcasts. Then, click on Coastside Carousel. All past shows and artists interviewed are listed there. Until next time, this is Michael Kay, keeping it real.
On the carousel.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at www.cameronsinn.com.
You have been listening to the AM 1710 Radio Magazine, heard daily on KHMB. If you have suggestions or comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us magazine@khmbradio.com.